أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah we're going to talk about some sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's going to be a new program inshallah. I hope it's going to be interesting and we can shed some light also on the great sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can call it In the Shadow of Prophet Muhammad. We're going to start by the first hadith, and the first hadith is going to be about intentions. So let's start with it. It's narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa arda, may God be pleased with him. Now Umar ibn al-Khattab said that he heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the reward of deeds depends upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. So whoever emigrated for worldly benefits or for a woman to marry, his emigration was for what he emigrated for. Now let's look at this one more time in details. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the rewards of deeds are based upon intentions. The rewards of deeds are based upon intentions. So everybody is going to be rewarded according to his intention. So whosoever emigrates for God and his messenger, so he emigrated for God and his messenger. And whosoever emigrated for a worldly benefit or for a woman to marry, so he emigrated for what he emigrated for. Now this is a very great hadith. Why? First of all, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks here about intentions. And intentions are in hearts. And a heart is very important when it comes to religion. Because every deed is based on your intention. I mean, the reward of every deed is based on your intention. Now, let's just start with the first part of the hadith. First of all, the narrator is Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab is the narrator of this hadith. And Umar ibn al-Khattab is one of the greatest companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became the second caliph after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lived a very nice life, a very respectful life, fighting for Islam, defending Islam, defending the religion of God, and he also died as a martyr while he was praying. So that was a very great man, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he is the narrator of this hadith. He said that he heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the rewards of deeds are based on intentions. The rewards of deeds are based on intention. So everybody is going to be rewarded according to his intention. The rewards of deeds are based on intentions. Why? Because it depends on how you feel deep down inside your heart. Okay? Now for example, if two persons went to the masjid, okay, in order to pray, and one of them went to the masjid in order to please God. He wants to pray to please God so that God becomes happy with him. Now this is a very great intention. So this man will get a reward from God. But another person got into the masjid, got into the mosque for one reason. Okay, he wants to do that so that people say that he's a very righteous person. He prays, okay, and he's a very good man. Now, what kind of reward will this man get? Nothing. Why? Because he's doing this not for God. He's doing that for people. So if he wants to ask for a reward, do not ask God for that, because you have nothing with God here. Okay? You're going to get your reward from people, not from God. Okay, so forget about God in this case. So, intentions, okay, intentions govern what you do. If you do it for God, so it's for God. If you do it for people, so it's for people. Do not ask God to give you anything. So, one more time the hadith. The rewards of deeds are based on intentions. So everybody is going to be rewarded according to his intention. Now that's amazing. And this is why God said in the Holy Quran, in one of the very great verses, God said in the Holy Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا. Those who desire the life of the present and its glitter. نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. To them we shall pay the price of the deeds, the rent, without diminution. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. They are those for whom there is nothing in the hereafter but the fire. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Vain are the designs they framed the ring, and of no effect the deeds that they do. Now one more time. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. Those who desire the life of the present and its glitter, to them we shall pay the price of the deeds therein without diminution. Okay? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They are those for whom there is nothing in the hereafter but the fire. Vain are the designs they frame therein, and of no effect the deeds that they do. So if your heart is only for this life, okay, you get nothing. If your heart is only for this life, you get nothing. Those who desire the life of the present, this is what they think about. They only think about this life, the life of the prison. They don't think about the hereafter. Okay, it's not in their minds at all. They don't think about it. Okay, now they have a problem. A serious problem. Those who desire the life of the prison as glitter, to them we shall pay the price of the deeds therein without diminution. Okay, so God is going to give them whatever they want in this life. Okay, you want money, get money. You want fame, get fame. You want treasures, get treasures. It's no problem for God. All these things are nothing in the eyes of God. Okay, you're going to get that. But in the hereafter, do not ask for the pleasure that God prepared for those who are righteous. Because you are not. Because in this life, we need to think about the hereafter. We need to think about what God prepared for the righteous. We need to follow God's orders if we want to get something in the hereafter. Okay? Our hearts, okay, should be in the hereafter, not in this present life. Okay, so what does that mean? Does it mean that we should neglect life totally and do not get out of its pleasures? No. You live your life, you work hard, you get money, you get pleasures out of this life, but according to the law of God, in order to be a righteous person. And while doing this, you should not forget that the hereafter is more important and better many times than this life that you're living right now. You need to know that very well. That the coming life is better and it's the true life. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say that the true life is the life of the hereafter, not this life that we are living. Because it's very short and it runs so fast. Okay? And this is why when you start thinking about your past, you feel that it was like yesterday. You feel like you were at secondary school yesterday. You were a child yesterday. Okay, so his life is so fast. It goes quickly. It is like a man who was walking in a desert and then he found a tree. So he sits under this tree in order to get some shade. Only for a moment or 2 minutes. And then he left his place. This is life. It's very short. It is very short. Okay, and the problem is that in this trip, during this life, you don't know exactly when you are going to travel. Okay? So imagine that you're going to travel somewhere. Okay? And this traveling depends only on a phone call. So you get this phone call and you have to travel immediately. What does that mean? It means that you need to pack your luggage. Your luggage should be ready. Because you don't know when you're going to travel. This is exactly the way we live on this earth. We don't know exactly when we're going to leave. So our luggage should be packed. We should be ready all the time. Because it is just like that. 1 minute you're not here. So you need to be ready to meet God. So those people who live their life thinking only about the pleasures of this life, they should not ask God for anything in the hereafter. They should not expect anything in the hereafter. Okay. And that leads us also to another important verse in the Holy Quran. God said in the Holy Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. If any do wish for the transitory things of this life, we readily grant them such things as we will, to such person as we will. In the end, have we provided hell for them? They will burn therein, disgraced and rejected. Now look at this. Well, this verse is very important. If any do wish for the transitory things of this life. Transitory. Things in this life are transitory. Okay? Pleasure that you are given in this life are for a short time. They're not going to remain forever. The pleasures of the hereafter are forever. Because no death there. Okay, so if somebody is going to be a loser and is going to be thrown into hell, it's forever. Okay, he's not going to leave it. And if somebody is going to obey God and God loves him and is going to go to paradise, also is forever. Okay, so it's going to continue for, but in this life, it's for a short time. It doesn't go forever in this life. So this is why God said in the Holy Quran, if any do wish for the transitory things of this life, we readily grant them. It's going to be given what he wanted. It's going to be granted what you want. It's not a problem, eh? Okay? Because as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this life means nothing to God. And if it means nothing to God, God would have never given a disbeliever a drop of water. But even disbelievers, they get what they want in this life. God is so merciful and this life is nothing in the eyes of God. Now look at the completion of the verse. We readily grant them such things as we will. What does that mean? As we will. And somebody may ask himself, we. It is used to refer to God. But why God is using we? Why didn't God use I? Now, we in Arabic, and Arabic is a Semitic tongue, a Semitic language, and we as a pronoun, it is used to give more respect to God Almighty. Okay? So when we is used, it doesn't mean two gods or three gods or four gods. It's just one God, the creator of heaven and earth, the God of Moses, Abraham, Jesus, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? But we is used to give more respect to God. But look at what God said. It is as if God saying in this verse, if you want this life, you're going to get it. But you're going to get what I will, not what you will. You're going to get what God wants you to get, not what you want. Which means that you may fight in this life, you may forget about God totally, you may forget about religion, you may forget about poor people, you may forget about doing good things, okay, in this life in order to get more money, to get more pleasures, to get more treasures, okay? But believe me, you will not get nothing more than what God wants you to get. So you will get exactly what God wants you to get. You will not get more. Okay? So it's better if you think the way God loves. If you follow the way that God loves. Okay? Because you're not going to get more than what God is going to give you. Now look at the verse. If any do wish for the transitory things of this life, the temporary pleasures in this life, we readily grant them such things as we will, to such person as we will. Now this is very important. To such person as we will. What does it mean? It means that some people are going to exert a lot of effort and they're going to anger God and they're going to refuse God's orders in order to get money, to get fame, to get whatever they like in this life, whatever they want. But they're not going to get anything. Because God is the one who decides who gets and who doesn't. It is not you. So you may disobey God and do every bad things, okay, you can imagine in order to get the pleasure of this life, and you may not get it. So this way you lost life and you lost the hereafter. And this is the great lost man. This is the great lost mate. Okay? You will never be a bigger loser. To lose this life and to lose the hereafter. Oh, terrible. Now look at this. And the verse goes on. In the end. Well, why in the end? This is the most important thing. In the end. Have we provided hell for them? They will burn during disgrace and rejected. Why? You rejected God in this life. What do you think God is going to do to you in the hereafter? God is going to reject you. He's going to kick you out. Why? Because this is what you did in this life. You refused God, you refused God's orders, and you live the way you want, not the way God wants. Now, look at this hadith. It's very interesting. And also it talks about intentions. Intentions. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a man spends on his family with the intention of having a reward from Allah, sincerely for Allah's sake, then it is a kind of alms given in reward for him. Well, this is a very interesting hadith. If a man spends on his family, well, this is what every man should do. Every man should be responsible for his own family. He should spend on his family. He should feed his wife and feed his kids. This is what every man should do. If a man spends on his family, okay, so this is a duty. But if you do this duty with the intention of pleasing God, though it is a duty, you're going to get a reward. Just because you did it to please God. So it is just your intention. Just your intention. Like, for example, naturally, every man should be nice to his parents. This is nature. Naturally, everyone should be nice to his parents. Even if his parents are not nice to him, he should be nice to them. And this is also God's orders. This is also God's order. Because God ordered us to be nice to our parents and to treat them kindly and nicely. But if you did it in order to please God, you get a bigger reward. Why? Because you're doing it for the sake of God. So subhanAllah, even in things that you must do, because they are your responsibilities, okay? You get reward if you do them only for pleasing God. For example, a policeman. A policeman is supposed to protect the society and to take care of the society members. And he's supposed to arrest criminals. Okay, amazing. So this is his job. This is what he should do. But if he does this job with the intention of pleasing God, he gets a bigger reward. So how great is this religion? God gives you more for what is in your heart. That's amazing. That's fantastic. Now, another also hadith that you may find very interesting, it was also about intention. Allah's Prophet said, the reward of the prayer offered by a person in congregation is 25 times greater than that of the prayer offered in one's house or in the market alone. Which means that when you go to the masjid, when you go to the mosque to pray in a congregation, you get a bigger reward than staying at home or praying in the market, in your shop. Now, and this is because if he performs ablution and does it perfectly and then proceeds to the masjid, to the mosque, with the sole intention of praying, and let's underline this very important part, with the sole intention of praying, that he goes to the masjid not to show off, not because he wants people to say, oh, look at him, he's very righteous, he prays all the time. No, no, no. You do it with only one intention, okay? To please God, with the sole intention of praying. Then for every step he takes towards the masjid, he is upgraded 1 degree in reward, and his one sin is taken off from his accounts of deeds. Wow! He's given a reward, and a sin is taken off him. Oh, that's amazing. For every step he takes. Now, when he offers his prayer, the angels keep on asking Allah's blessing and Allah's forgiveness for him, as long as he is staying at his musalla, and musalla means praying area. And one is regarded in prayer as long as one is waiting for the prayer. Now, this is a very great hadith and big reward for people who pray in congregation, but under one condition. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with the sole intention of praying. The sole intention of praying, which means that somebody wanted to pray at home, but he knew that somebody is going to be in the masjid, and this person is going to pay him money, so he decided to go to the masjid. He decided to go to the mosque. Now, what was the sole intention here? Was it praying in the masjid, okay, in order to get rewards, in order to get thawab? No! The intention was getting money from somebody. But you do not expect that you're going to get like a very big reward for that. Intention. What is in your heart is very, very, very important. Okay. And this hadith also is very important and very amazing also. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, an army will invade the Kaaba. And the Kaaba is the sacred house of God, built by Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the blessings of God be upon him and upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given a prophecy here. And his prophecy says, an army will invade the Kaaba. And when the invaders reach Al-Ba'idah, all the ground will sink and swallow the whole army. I said, O Allah the Apostle, and this is Aisha asking, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Allah's Prophet, how will they sink into the ground, while amongst them will be the markets, the people who worked in business and not invaders. They didn't come for a fight. And the people not belonging to them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all of those people will sink, but they will be resurrected and judged according to their intentions. This is a very great hadith and a very great prophecy. That the house of God, the Kaaba in Mecca, Saudi Arabia now, is going to be invaded. And those invaders are going to be destroyed by God, and they were going to get out with a very great army in order to destroy the house of God. Now God is going to punish them, and God is going to destroy them. But Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a little bit astonished here. She wants to know, how will they be destroyed? All of them, because she knows that God is just. God does not injure anybody. So she says, how, Prophet Muhammad? How could they be destroyed, all of them, while there will be markets, people just selling and buying, and they don't want to invade anything. And some people who are not belonging to, or do not belong to them, or maybe they are forced. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they're going to be destroyed, but on the Day of Judgment, everybody is going to be treated according to his intention. Intention, people. Intentions. What's in your heart? So it is not very important that you give money to the poor. The most important thing is, why are you doing this? Are you doing this so that people say, oh, look at him, he's very kind and very amazing, he's a very nice person? Or are you doing it because of God, and just for God, only to please God? Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? This is what you should think about. This is what you should think about. Amazing. Now let's move to another part here. God says in the Holy Quran, and that's also about intentions. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And verily, thy Lord knows all that the hearts do hide, as well as all that they reveal. This is why intentions are important. This is why intentions are important. Because God knows exactly what's in your heart. And this is what God cares about. What's inside here?